Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So the other day, we were out here at camp, and we find out that somebody has brought the Madden champion of the world to camp. And they wanted the Madden champion of the world. The number one ranked Madden football video gamer was out here. And, of course, we knew that Cheeto Woozie and Jordan Lewis would want to play him. So they did. And Jordan Lewis lost 14-0. Cheeto Woozie lost 17-0.
What are normal, like if you go play Roy right now in Madden, yeah, what's the score going to be?
Depends what the time limit of the quarters is.
But probably they probably playing 5-minute quarters, right? So I probably 28, if Roy and I played each other, probably 28, I'd beat Roy 28-24.
Yeah. Okay, so I just don't think the main Madden guy's that good. It's low scoring, grinded out game. It's 14-0, and he's the best in the world.
Yeah. Well, I also think that you're talking about guys in Cheeto and Jordan Lewis. These are professional athletes who love video games.
Did he play with the 67 Chiefs?
They have nothing else to do besides go lift weights and play Madden. Right. So they can play a lot of Madden, right?
All right.
So I think they are also very, very, very good. But this is the crazy thing I want to talk about. So Jerry Jones is 75 years old. Any 75-year-old businessman that you go to and you say, hey, listen, Jerry, I want to talk to you about video games. What are they going to say, Skin?
They're going to say, I had a Pac-Man. I did in the 40s.
Well, I want you to invest a lot of money in it, though.
Well, probably not. Is this an arcade game?
Jerry, here's the deal. There's 2 billion global gamers
and
385 million global esports viewers.
And
that's expected to rise to 600 million by 2020-2021.
Still in.
The average viewer watches 40-plus hours of video gaming on YouTube per month.
Can we put the star on the YouTube?
Yes, we can, because a guy named Jason Lake said, yes, I've got a company called Complexity. I want to partner with you, Jerry. Here's what we'll do. And Jerry, at 75 years old, said, all right, I'm in.
Man,
that's so cool. Most 75-year-olds don't think like that.
And the greatest Madden player in the world beat Jerry like 13-3.
Yeah, Jerry got a late field goal in that thing. Of course, he had Rosie basically handling that. Rosie's a pretty good field goal kicker.
Rosie took the snap.
But anyways, you may remember we started talking about esports and all this stuff a while back. And, well, I ended up getting in touch with this guy, Jason Lake, and he's a big deal. And they are officed in Frisco, Complexity Game. They're going to have this amazing office at the Star because they partner with the Cowboys. So caught up with Jason Lake, and we talked Fortnite and lots of other things as well.
I'm here with Jason Lake, the founder and CEO of Complexity Gaming, partnering with the Dallas Cowboys. This is really, really cool. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day for some football practice, and it's really fun being here at training camp.
All right, now you're here because you heard about me and KT and Kavanaugh and Shippy and some of the guys at the station being really good Fortnite players. You're huge in esports. And I don't want to get this wrong. I've said this wrong before. Some people say e-gaming. It's e-sports.
It is e-sports, and I'm definitely going to send out my scouts and see if you guys got any game. You know, you tend to be closer to my age than a pro gamer age, but, hey, anything can happen.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I'll just be honest with you. I'm terrible. I'm, like, carrying around, like, in Fortnite, it's like if I'm on your squad, it's like having a suitcase full of bricks. But there are guys good enough. Okay, so let's just talk about your industry. It is exploding, and what is the vision of Complexity?
I mean, the vision of Complexity, if you were going to summarize it, is just to be the best team-based organization in the world. Imagine the Dallas Cowboys of the esports business. Complexity's business model more closely resembles like the University of Texas, because at any one time we'll field 5 to 7 games. So Texas has baseball, football, soccer, lacrosse. So we have different games like Counter-Strike, Dota, League of Legends, Fortnite, at any different time in our history. So we go out and find whatever games are relevant at the time. Obviously, Fortnite's a hot button topic right now, and then we can field that game, thus in kind of ensuring the longevity of our business model, because games come and games go, but a team like mine can just consistently field, you know, whatever game is hot and whatever game fans want to watch.
Okay, so do I understand this right? Jerry Jones has partnered with you?
Jerry Jones and John Goff are majority owners now of Complexity Gaming. That went down last fall. I'm a minority owner and stayed on as CEO. And we're obviously sister companies to the Dallas Cowboys, but not directly owned by the Dallas Cowboys, which is a nuance. You know, you want NFL rules and things.
Right.
I always want to make that clear. But, you know, we're always figuring out different ways we can do activations and collaborations with the Cowboys. A lot of the players really enjoy video gaming, and we've set up a video game lounge for them here at training camp, where between practices they can come in to kind of kick up their feet, play some Black Ops 4, play some Fortnite. We brought a pro Madden player out here because a lot of the players like to talk smack, like, I'm the best Madden player in the world. So we said, really? All right, well, we'll bring out our player and see how you could do. So that'll be really interesting tomorrow.
Wait, when is that happening?
That's happening tomorrow. So, you know, I think we're going to get some good storylines out of that, and we'll see how it goes, because I don't think anyone here can beat him.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Cheeto Awuzier talks a lot of trash. He says he's the best Fortnite player on the Cowboys. Have you heard any scouting reports on who the guys are, or of the guys you've played with at different games, who's good at certain games?
I mean, it really kind of just varies, you know. I don't want to say they're not that good, but, you know, they're about as good at the video games as my gamers are at football.
Oh, okay, compared to what you deal with, right? Right, okay. So how good are, this is going to be hard to ask, and it's going to be a stupid question, but, like, I want to understand, okay, Ninja has blown up, right?
Yeah.
So is Ninja like a legit professional gamer, or is that a more marketing thing? Like, where does he compare to the greatest Fortnite players in the world?
Ninja's generally what we call an influencer. So he's an incredibly large public personality. Now, he's very skilled, but I wouldn't call him like the tip of the spear pro gamer. Okay. So imagine you're comparing like Dak Prescott and Drake. Drake is super talented and just very, very large, but he's not, you know, a pro football player. So Ninja can hop from game to game and be very talented, but it's more about entertainment than it is competitive excellence.
Okay, so in terms of moms out there listening who got sick of their kids playing video games, you're going back to school, is there a future for kids who are really good at video games? Like, what advice would you give those moms and those kids?
My advice is always maintain a balanced life. Don't do too much of anything. When you're growing up, like, maintain a balanced life. Get in real sports. You know, study hard. Sure, play some video games. But there is absolutely a future career path for video gamers now. You know, when we grew up, everyone's like, what are you wasting your time? You're never going to get a job playing video games. That's why my job is so funny. I hire professional video gamers. But, you know, kids always come up to me, and like, I'm the dad of the neighborhood. Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, you know, you're Jason Lake. You hire video gamers. I'm like, hey, man, keep it balanced. Like, our gamers go in the gym. They lift weights. Our gamers' nutrition is monitored. You know, eat right. Like, study hard. Even if you do become a pro gamer, it's not going to last forever. So you want to be intelligent and have networking ability and social acumen so you can fall back and maybe make a lifelong career in the video game industry. But yes, mom and dad, kids can get paid a lot of money for being good at video games.
So what is the range? Like, what's an entry level? Like, you stumble across somebody who might have some potential versus one of the biggest free agents in the category. What is that range of what guys can get paid?
Yeah, I mean, it is really big range depending on how big the game is, depending on how good you are. I mean, even if you look at, like, the NFL, there's a really large range from, like, a rookie player coming in to some of these guys, you know, that have been playing the game for a long time and winning Super Bowls. I pay gamers anywhere from, like, $1,500 a month up to $20,000 a month base pay. And then they'll have prize money coming in. If they stream on Twitch, they'll have, like, media funds coming in. And there's different ways to make money. Our Fortnite player won $40,000 in 4 hours last Friday because he got fourth place in a tournament. You know, so when the base pay is just kind of the beginning of this story. But yeah, we have guys between 10 and 15,000 average probably on our team.
All right, so I need one of your guys to teach me how to not die in the first 30 seconds when I land. Can you help me with that?
Absolutely, we got you.
All right.
Those are good connections you're making, Ben. This is going to improve your video gaming experience tremendously. Great stuff there. Complexity Gaming is a big, big factor in the DFW and with the Cowboys. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.